is the Gemara on Samach Tes Amud Aleph, but I really just want to take us back to the Mishnah for a second. To Kasha of the Rashash. Mishnah said, Nara Marasa Aviu Bala Mefir Nidura. Hefer Avali Hefer Abal. Hefer Abal Vali Hefer Av. Ainu mufer, the ain sarach lomer shekiyim echemim. So what are the cases? Hefer av lehefer abal. Hefer abav lehefer av. Zakt Rashi. Zakt Mefarish. Hefer av biyom shomu. Velo hefer abal. El shosak me eis leis. So ask the Rashash, what do you mean el shosak me eis leis? That's kiyim. So that's already in the Sefer. Vein tzarech lomer shekiyim echad mehem. The Rashash's lashon is hehe. That's the same exact case. So how could the Mefarish say that it was a case of shtika that it was meis leis? Then you have a repetition in the Mishnah. So that's the kasha of the Rashash. So let's get back to that kasha in light of the Gemara that we're about to explore. So the Gemara asks the kasha, Boy Rabba. Boy Rava. Yesh Sheila Behekim o Ein Sheila Behekim. So how did you guys learn Shad in the Shaila? Yesh Sheila Behekim, you have a Baal or an Av that was Mekim. And then, Pashup Shat is what? Is that they want to be shoyl on their akama to still make them have the option to do afara. Or the Mefarish has one pshat that she'ela itself should now act as afara and be in lieu of afara. You shouldn't even need afara. But that's just two versions of a similar mahalach. And the Gemara says, Imtin salomer ye she'ela behekna, you can be shoyl. Yesh sheila behefer or ain sheila behefer. Are you able to be shoyl by hafar or you are not able to be shoyl by hafar? The Gemara concludes, and that's the way we paskin. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Tashma, Damar Rabbi Yochanan Nishalim ala hekem ve'in Nishalim ala hafar. There is sheila by hakama, and there's no sheila by hafar. So zok the Ran, boy Rabbi, yesh sheila behekem, im kiyem aneder v'nisho bo bayom ala hekem, mi motzi mefer bo bayom olo. So first of all, the Ran says that the whole ukimta of the shaila of she'ela has to be that the matzav of she'ela and when you're going to find the chacham is going to be ba'osu ayum. Okay? Zok the Ran, because if it's not, so then it's loy gara mishtika. What? Who cares yesh she'ela behekim? But lamaisa, it's no different than you were being shoysik, right? So if you look at the tour, and the Rosh Paskins like this also, the tour in our siman in Reish Lamed Daled argues with this Ran. It's actually 2 days in Shulchan Aruch that the tour writes that it's not true that if you are shoyl on a hekim, you had a hakama and you were shoyl on the hakama. You go to a chacham to be shoyl on nakama. So then you have the entire yom hasheela to now be mefer. It's like a redo. And says the Torah, and that's afilu la'achar kama yom. Even if it wasn't mamish yom shom. So first of all, that's first a major shayla in the Rishayin in 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. What's the Nekudas HaMachlekes here between the Ran and the Tur? Yeah.
I just want to clarify with the Ran. It says, Inkim Haneder V'nishal Bo Bayom Al Hekem. We've been talking about Bo Bayom as the day of the Shmia.
V'nishal Bo Bayom Al Hekem.
He's talking about the Bo Bayom of the Hekem itself.
Inkim Haneder V'nishal Bo Bayom Al Hekem. Mimotzi mefer bo bayom olo avala macher. Your pasha can't be.
No, I just want to make sure we have the timeline down, right? So when we talk about whether you can be mefer it or
you were shemeya, you were mekim on Yom Shmiya.
And then each
now you can find
24 hours or whatever it is.
No,
it's all the same.
No, it's all the same day. That's the round say. It's not. No other day. You have Shmiya, starts the clock. It's not even 24 hours, right? Because we pass in Shkia, we don't pass in Mezlis. So you have, right, Shmiya, then you have Hakama, he was making right when he responded. He has to find a Chacham within that day. If he finds a Chacham within that day, so then he can be Mefer. Lamacher, it's done. That's what he says in the next line. Avalamacher, Pshita, Deloy Matzamacher. No, that's exactly what the Torah is saying. The Torah is arguing on the Ran, and the Torah is saying you could be Shoyal next week, and then you have still the ability to be...
The Hekim can restart, that's what I meant, sorry.
No, the Hekim can't restart anything, no. So the Shaila is what's... L'chayr the Ran is a good time. L'chayr the Ran is a good time. Everyone hear the Machlekes Rishayim? So... L'chayrab, just push up shot. The tour is medame this to a Gemara later on, that the Gemara says im loy hoyeyodeya sheyachol lahafer. If a person doesn't know that he has the ability to be mefer, so then his capability to be mefer is delayed, and then he could even be mefer not on the Yom Shom. He didn't know that he had the ability to be mefer. He was in onus on the hafar. So then we give him the ability once he finds out that he has the ability to be mefer. So he says the Torah, so that's also the case over here. He didn't have the ability to be mefer. So therefore, he has the window of opportunity when he's actually shoel, even the achar kama yomim, to be shoel. Now, all the Ran respond back to that comparison. First of all, what he can go to a Chacham today. So he has the ability to be Mefer. He always has the ability to be Mefer. And, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's assuming Hafara and Hatara are one and the same. It means it's Hafara you just do. Hatara requires more.
So you're saying it's not Biyado?
Yeah, the same way.
You're saying the Retour's response is that it's like the Gemara says in Kiddushin that mi yemer demizdakege beit lasa. It's a davar shloi balaylam, because who says they're going to be able to get a bezdin, and that right, if a guy's mekadesh a woman amanashe laachreshet is gairi, so the Gemara says that's a davar shloi balaylam. So the Gemara says because mi yemer demizdakege beit lasa, you're not going to necessarily have three dayanim. So also over here also, you're saying it's not in my control. So Mela, that's the svar of the tour to say that it's not. Yeah, I hear, but it also is not absolutely honest. It's not absolutely honest. The other taina over here is that the Ran could just say, I don't even care about your situation once you're Mekayimit. Lamaisa, there was a matzav and there was a zman that there was a Yom Shmi over here that registered, and who cares that you didn't have 24 hours of capability to deal with that in a neutral zone. But you had a Yom Shmi and you dealt with it, and then the Mela, that L'chayr is enough to register it as Yom Shmi. Masha Enkin, a person who never knew that he had the ability to be made for it. So then we can make it as if that, okay, that's not a day. That day is canceled. That day is the guy, Pasha Nebuch, he never knew he was able to be... He never knew how to deal with the vows, you know, like he just never, there was never a Yom Shmiya that started. So what would the Torah respond to that? So there's a Vart in the Stipler, the Torah says, that the Stipler says in the Das HaTorah that perhaps the Torah holds that the Sof Yom Shmiya is what's critical. I mean, maybe there's a Machlekes here of Tchilas Yom Shmiya is Maspik, or Tzayf Yom Shmiya is Maspik. However you slice it, there's going to be some sort of fundamental Machlekes that affects the Yom Shmiya or affects how honest you have to be for Hafara in order to be considered not the Yom Shmiya and delaying the Yom Shmiya.
How does Shtika play into that case? But you don't know you have to be
Right? It doesn't. It's not shtika. It's not shtika. It's kind of like the Gemara we were talking about, that if a person is shoysik for another reason, almanas lekanter or whatever, that's not registered shtika. You weren't shoysik. Shtika is kaida, but not if it's not kaida. Kasha is, Rabosai, is what's bechlal the suffix of our Gemara? The Gemara earlier on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph asked what the cases of the Mishnah were. In fact, the Gemara Kasha and the second Gemara, Ve'in Tzarech Lomer Shekiyam Echameyam, we gave a whole shiur on this Gemara. Lam 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 Mishnah, Hash the Yesh Lomer, Hefer Zeb Le Zeb Le Klum Kiyam Echameyam Lamli. Why do you need to say the Seifa? Ki itchich leke going to hefer echad meyem v'kiyem echad meyem chazar makayim v'nishal ala kamosel. Right? Mal desem amay de uki ha'akri kamash mulan de mefirim shneim abas achas. That's where we had a major machlok as we showing him hafara achar hafara. The Rambam, fine. What the Gemara is talking about, that the chiddush of the Mishnah was what? That he was shoyal on his hakoma. So what's b'chlal with our Gemara? Gemara is raising a shot. This is such a fundamental kasha. The Shalmei Nedarim has this kasha, but it's so. I mean, it's as blatant steering Gemara's. So I saw the Korban Nisano is a geshmak ateretz lefi this tour. You look at the Korban Nisano. He quotes the Torah. Right? I said the Rosh and the Torah. That Mishpacha held that you could be Shoyal and be Mefer afterwards. Lacha Kama Yomim. It says in Perak Asiri, Osvov, Yesh Ktsas Rai Ledvarev. Midaloi poshet haibai mimasnisin deresh pirkin. Ain't sarach lomer shakiyim echamim vukimna kagon shakiyim echamim vehefer echamim vechazar makayim inishal ala kamoso. Korban Asana, last is kasha. Why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from what the Gemara explained, the two cases of the Mishnah? Gemara and Samach Zayin and Aleph. What's Rava Sofing? Vainu mishun de masnisin lek la mifsha dekaluk mubiyam shmuaso dafka. Ah, lefi the tour, it's geshmak. That Gemara was talking about right after each other. That's Biyom Shomo. You don't know the Chiddush of the Tur. That if you're Shoyel, that you could even be what? Mefer Lacher Kama Yomim. That was Rava Safek, according to the Tur. So then Memela, according to the Tur, you have now, that's why you can't bring a Raya from there. It's Geshmak. So according to the Ran, you have to come up with some order of the Teretz. You have to come up with some other teretz, otherwise you have a steer in Gemara's. Bomb kasha. Fine.
In the Ron and Simon
Zion,
it says,
"Ukatarina Lakaman, Dinishal and Al." Whatever.
Oh, he's Mitzayan Itaka? Yeah, he referenced it.
Yeah, that's a pel.
He's
going with Maskana, but ignoring the. Yeah, it's a shtick opel, no? How could Rava not bring a raya from a Mishnah? We started the parak with this. This is the Shakavatari and the Mishnah. Okay.
The
Shakavatari of the Gemara that explains the Mishnah. Otherwise, the Mishnah doesn't read straight. Yeah, that was the Gemara's Kasha. Right? You have to say that. Right. Okay. There's a fascinating other Psak in Shulchan Aruch, which I think will help us with our original kasha that we asked in the Rosh Hashanah. The Ran says that the reason and the svara of why specifically by Hakama is Keneder. So the Rosh Hashanah, in this Gemara also, asks a kasha. Umashma, he's medayik from the Ran. What's the din of shtika? Could you be shayl on shtika? So he's mashma dal shtika lechudel chulei alma in nashalom. Right, the Ran says hafara. The only tzad to say hafara yes is because what? It's hukush lehakama. Right, there's a hekish ha'adadi, but the svarach it's saying is that hafara really she'ela shouldn't work, right? And then hakama yes. The maskana is hakama is yes, right? But what about shtika? And the Ran says because it's havi kened there. And what about shtika? So shtika not. So the Rashash asks, would be on the UC, Madua lo, the Kevan, the Akos of Omer, Hekim also, Kihechrish, Hare, the Mitama Kama, Kaasi, Baakama Gufa Mani Sheila. Because understand, if Shtika is Kaakama, then why shouldn't Sheila work by Shtika also? So the MS is, it's like.
The Ron is not a kasha.
What?
The Ron is not a kasha.
Why? No, he wants to know even that day. The Ran holds everything. The whole Shaila Gemara is on that day. You're saying it's never a...
Until the end of the day. It's, so at the end of the day, the Ran says, at that point...
I hear what you're saying. What was the Metzius? What's the case?
Right.
Saying you'll never have a Echutimtza. Yeah, it's a good time, I hear. Meaning, by definition, according to... You know, Kash is only Shaykh, if you the tour... Right, on the run. The cash is only shy up through the tour. I hear them see us. Good point, yeah. So, just getting back to the first Rosh Hashanah's kasha, and really this kasha also that Benji's pointing out is only shy up through the Metzius of the tour. So there's a fascinating sif in Shulchan Aruch on this din. Shulchan Aruch paskins that there is Sheila Behekin. But then the Shulchan Aruch raises the following Sheila, and it's alluded already in the Mefarish, and it's a wild pshat, but it's Beferish in the Shittim Kubetzes, the following pshat. Yesh Sheila Behekin is the following. We learnt that the Sheila of the Gemara was, can the husband or the Baal be Sheil on their Hakama? Perhaps you can learn a different pshat in our Gemara. Totally different pshat. The pshat in our Gemara is once, and this is mamish, fundamental for the perek. Once the Baal or the Av are makayim the neder, can this woman go to a chacham and be matir or neder? Tars nedarim, before Yantif, before Rosh Hashanah. Can she be mefer, can she be matir such a neder? Or do we see that? So Zok the Mechaber in Simreish Lamed Daled in Sif Chav Gimel, yeah, Avada she could be Mefer. And by the way, that's the Inyan Acher in the Farsh. Yesh She'ela Behekim Shekiim Lo Abalo Ava Neder VaAcher Gachochol VeNishal Lo VaChochom VeItira Chochom MiYamrin DeKeven Shekiim Asa Neder Shuvin Nishal Lov VeLo VeShe'ela Malia Odilma Keven SheItira Chochom But La Kamasu Bito Neder. I'm sorry, that's not the Baal and the Av are going. The Shittim Gubetz says she is going after, and they're not being shoyled from their Akamar and their Atar. So can she be Matir through Atar's Chochom? A new pshat in the Gemara. So they were making, and now she wants to know she can go to a chacham before Yontif. So the Mechaber says Ramala. So the Ramah, listen to this. The Ramah quotes a Ma'arik and a Mordechai, and the Ma'arik paskins that by Hakama not, but by Shtika yes. And that's the way the Ramah paskins. What bechlal is going on over here? So comes along the Stipler, and the Stipler says something very gishmak. He says, what's the chiluk between the Ma'arik, between the Shtika and the Akama? He says, apparently they understood that there's something fundamental fundamentally different between shtika and hakam. Zakta Stipler, the Ma'arik, understood that when a Baal is making the neder, he's being moisif his own toiseches onto her neder. Like the Ran's Lashon over here, ke'ein nidra, so the husband is lacking in the neder. So memela, it's not just her neder anymore. It's her neder with the hosafa cement of, and the tosefes neder, the hakama, befoil, the proactive hakama that the Baal added on. Now such a neder is not even nitan l'she'ela. Masha'ein kein shtika, which is memela hukam, means what? I wasn't mefer. I didn't erupt the neder. I didn't obliterate the neder. Fine. But if you want to now take your nether that I didn't obliterate and now try to access it and try to uproot it in another way through a she'ilas chacham, savad, there's no stopping. There's no stoppage. And therefore, that's the difference. Yeah?
That's really the way it works according to the first way, in terms of what, in terms of the hakama. Can the Baal and the Isha both go to get it?
No.
But it's his nether. It hasn't been built. Meaning, why can't you get atar on it also then?
You're saying, could he be shoyl if you hold ye sheila behekim? So he'll be shoyl
for her or with her. I don't know.
He'll be shoyl. Yeah, I guess so. If he would be shoyl, but you would have to have it that it would be totally on the 2 days. Is it biyom shomo? Meaning it's going to be a cheshbon over here. According to the Ran, and that day in Shulchan Aruch, his sheila has to be on that day.
But his sheila on your nether.
Oh, you're saying, can he have she'ela behekim? I don't know. You're now introducing a new type of she'ela behekim. You're saying there's she'ela behekim le'inyan that it's not going to be a stoppage for the Maharik's. I don't know. I hear. Maybe.
As long as the lundus, what he's saying, in terms of
right. You're saying why should it be any different? Right.
Passive, but he wants
right.
More than that. He wants to say,
right.
It's her tosefes.
Yeah. I just don't. I don't know if that right. L'chayra the she'ela should work on that day. But now you're saying there's a she'ela on a hekim, not le'inyan, him being mefer. Right, I hear. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, we have to look in the Nosek. Should we look in the Nosek? They're Mitzayim, actually. Could be their Mitzayim, then. Let me just read it inside. Reish Lamed Dalid. Baal Shekiyim Nidrei Ishto V'holcho Lefnei Shloisha Ad Yoytis V'tir La Amutter. That's the Mechaber. That's the Pashat. V'yesh Oymim De'ein Chochom O Gimel Ad Yoytis Yechol Nahatir Achar Hakoma Shel Baal. Alvim lohi for la baal vehichrish la yochel chacham o gimel adyotis lahatir marik. If he was just shaysek and he was just not mefir, then she could be shoyl. Oh, so zok the Ramah, the toiv lahachmir leinyan imkiim lahabal she yishal habal alahekim. The yefer la vim eno biyom shomo, right? Because of the Ran Shita, he's being mitzayin, right? The Shach explains. Yatir gam kein chacham o gimel hadyotis. So he's assuming, like you're saying. So the Shach. Miu afla achar yom shomo yishala bal tchila viyaterla. Gamkin. The kevin the gamkin. The yesh lomer da habal yachal yishal ala hekem afla achar yom shomo. Exactly like you said. Shema ein chacham o shlosha adyotis yichoyim lahaterla achar akama shal bal. Hilkach lechat chila lo hoitzi nafshi mi plukta yesh lasleis koma de efshar. Meaning to be choishish for both these opinions, for the Ma'arik, So he should show first on his akama, right? To be choishish for the second day, yeah? The marik. Because Shema ain chacham o shlosh ediot as yichoyim la'ater. After our kama shabal, he'll kach lechachilo, it's an after he plukta, he shall ask to call them out of the efshir. Right. So that's what he should do, exactly.
Meaning, even though he's not being yotze the ram, he's still being yotze the Torah.
Right, exactly. Meaning, you're going to be yotze. No, you are, but you are being yotze the ram.
But isn't it after?
It's not an issue of the ram. No, because according to the ram, you'll say, you'll falazach on the gimel hadyotos, on the sheilos chacham. Just the marik holds. The chacham can't help me because I have hakama, so that's what I'll do. I'll be shoyl on my hakama. I am not being mayfair, so I'm not going to get involved with the ran and the tour. Because the ran and the tour, we're learning our gemara as yeshayla behekim to be that now I want to be mayfair. So the ran says, okay, it's got to be yom shoma. Tour says no, it could be even la'acher kam yom. But even the ran will agree if you're not relying on my hafara to be matir, but you're relying on the gimel chachamim. So now all I have to do I have to take care of the ma'arik.
And when you say ma'arik, do you mean
the Baal. The Baal. Okay. All right, so meaning, I have a neder over here. It's not Biyom Shom anymore, according to the Ran, right? So I definitely can't be Shoyl, right? So what can I do? So go to a Chacham, right? Go to take care of it yourself. The problem is, but the ma'arik says, once you were making, I can't do that. So what I do is, I'm shoal on my hakama. That now can't help me to be mayfair, according to the Ram, like you said, because it's not biyom shomo anymore. And now, she has no impediments to now go to the chacham to take care of her nether, because I don't have hakama anymore that's locking in the nether. So I took care of the ma'arik, and I also am good according to the Ram, because now I'm just doing sheilas chacham.
No one says that. Can't get a hatara, that goes back to try to have the Baal do a hatara, like a Torah. You know, apostles like that Torah? It should be the Yevah.
Who does apostle?
I mean, it sounds like we're no apostle of the Torah, but Yevah, that you have the.
No, I think, no, the Shulchan Aruch later on has 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether or not the Torah, the Ron, right? The Sif Mem test later on. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Hamakayim nidrei bito yishto v'nichim." He regrets it. Hariz anisha lachacham amate lo akamaso v'chozer meifer lo bo bayom avol meifer lo v'nichim eni yochel isha lachacham kadesh yachzer v'kayim v'yesh omrim sheni yochel isha lalahekim ela biyom ashmuyo v'yesh li and the Rama says v'yesh lahachmer kesvar saran. So meaning it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch whether or not yom shamo is delayed the tour in the Ran and we're machmer for that. So even though we're machmir for that, over here, that doesn't mean she'elas chacham can't work for her own nether. You were making the nether, great. So I'll be shol on my hakama le'inyan that now she could take care of it on her own. So zok the stifler. So then that's gufa. First of all, the site of our gemara yesh ela behekim and not by hafara, and pashtus not by shtika, because. We're talking about something that the Baal is doing proactively. He's now having a shutfis in the nether. He's now adding a sealant to the nether. So that is something that's nitan to she'ela. But hafara, and according to the Rashash's diak, yes, shtika. None of these things were ever oila for she'ela. It's not the same mechanism. And the emes is it's the Rashash l'shitaso, and that's the answer to the Rashash's kasha on Samach Zayin. The Rashi that talked about a shtika me'es le'es is not the same as the seifa of where one of them is mekayim. You're doing two totally different things. It's such a fundamental stipler for the entire perek. When a baal is being mekayim and a baal is being shoysik me'es le'es, it's not the same thing. And that's exactly what the Mefarish held in the Pshat of the Mishnah. The first case is lo'yir for a baal. El shosik me'es le'es. So what do you have? You have a what? You have a far of the av, and you have a nothing from the baal. A nothing from the Baal, as long as it's ace le'ace, so then what? It's going to be what? It's going to blie by akoma, you're not able to be made for it. Yeah, that's a memeladik akoma. That's not the same thing as what the Mishnah says in the Seifa,
Vein tzarach lomer shekiyim echad mehem, that you actually had what of a foil participant that he actually became a shutuf in the neder, that he was proactive and he had a sealant. You see from this ma'arik, you see from, and that's the whole yisoid of our shayla, that it's not going to be the same thing. And a shtika that blives a hakama just means you lose the schus hafara, but you were not a makayim of the neder. And the male of the dinim and the limitations that apply because of a kiyum of a nether or a toisefes of a nether or adding another layer to the nether are not going to apply to you. So the male, our whole sugya and the Rashash's diyuk is 100% correct, and that's exactly the answer to his first diyuk, that there's a fundamental chiluk between the nature of a shtika where the baal just loses memela his schus hafara, as opposed to the kiyum, where he actually takes on part and parcel of the neder, and he's actually kimekayim a neder, and like the Ran says, kineder dami memela. That's going to be something that's going to lend itself to sheila. Yeah.